Before I preach and read the Bible this morning, I want to tell you how happy I am to be here.
我想告訴大家,來到這裡,我覺得很開心。
I was here a year ago, September, when Agnes Chen, my former student, asked me to come and preach.
我記得我上次來是去年的9月,當時我的學生Agnes就請我來講道的。
And I was here 33 years ago in May as a guest preacher in
1978.
Which is to say, I'm a very old man. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace.
傳道書3章第1至8節，就話凡事定期，天下萬物都有定時嘅，生有時、死有時、栽種有時、拔出所種嘅亦都有時，殺戮有時、醫治有時、拆毀有時、建造有時、哭有時、笑有時、歪動有時、跳舞有時、拋掟石頭有時、堆製石頭有時、擁抱有時。 不懷抱的時候亦都有時，慾我的時候有時，失落的有時，保守的有時，捨棄的有時，撕裂有時，縫補有時，靜默有時，言語有時，言愛的時候有時，恨惡的時候有時，爭戰的有時，和好的時候有時。
And then from 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 to 12.
然後就約翰一書新約了，揭到後面了，第4章7到12節。
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是从神而生，并且是认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。 神差他独生子来到世上，使我们藉着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪作了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心。
And lastly, from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 27. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, Jesus said, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
14章25到33節。 有极多的人都同耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姊妹和自己的生命，就不能作我的门徒。爱字都会译作是恨恶。凡不背自己十架跟从我的，也不能作我的门徒。你们那一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下计算花费，能盖不成呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都会笑他说：这个人开了工，却不能完工。
Directing a youngster to the Bible is always risky. Who knows what the young person is going to turn up? Years ago, when our daughter, our grown-up daughter Mary, was about 7, she was restless prior to the start of the CGI Advent Vesper service. Since our younger daughter Mary, 7 years old, had just learned to read, Maureen, my wife, thought that reading would be the surest way to distract Mary. Read the Bible, said Maureen, as she pulled the Bible out of the pew rack. Open the Bible anywhere at all and just read it. Our 7-year-old did exactly as she was told. With a loud, deliberate voice, she read, "And the Lord opened Sarah's womb." Then with louder voice, she said, "Mummy, what's a womb?" "Shh, shh, just read the Bible." "But I am reading the Bible." "What's a womb?"
咁其實講咗好耐，就話俾我聽一個事喎。有陣時教細蚊仔讀聖經咧，有陣時都會有啲困難嘅。佢話咧，我就記得咧，我個女咧，而家大個啦，7歲嗰陣時候，咁有一日咧，我哋參加啲聚會嘅，就係聖誕節咧，將臨節咪我哋有個燭光晚會嘅，咪咁啊好靜，大家又坐喺度喺度默想緊嘅時候，咁我女喺側邊喐嚟喐去啦，咁我諗住誒塞住把口唔好嘈啦，咁嗌讀聖經啦，咁就喺前面拎本聖經就俾佢讀啦，咁樣，咁佢真係讀喎。好大声咁读，咁啊你话神使到撒拉怀孕咁，咩叫怀孕啊妈咪啊？咁啊好大声咁问咩叫怀孕啊？妈咪怀孕，唔该你唔好出声，读圣经喺我读紧咯咁。
Directing a youngster to scripture is always risky. When I was a child, I was told repeatedly that God is love, Jesus is love, Christian people are to love. Hatred of any kind is bad. Hatred is always and everywhere wrong.And I was directed to Scripture as confirmation of all of this.
所以有陣時嗌一個年青人或者少年人讀聖經咧，有陣時有啲冒險嘅。好似我自己細個嗰陣時候，咁啊成日都屋企人教我啦，嗱記住睇聖經啊，咁啊話俾我聽咧，神就係愛喎。咁我又睇下聖經啦，咁啊神係愛，耶穌係愛，咁啊基督徒梗係要愛啦咁。咁但係點知睇睇下咧，咦點解又有恨惡嘅咁樣？恨惡應該唔好嘅喎咁。
Opening up the book of Ecclesiastes, I read that while there's a time to love, there is also a time to hate. In no time, I was telling my parents at the breakfast table that according to Scripture, God hates. God is a terrific hater, I was coming to learn. Furthermore, Jesus said that we are to hate even our parents, as well as spouse and children. But I had always been told that I was to honor my parents. Now the Master himself was telling me that I was to hate them,and even hate myself if I were ever to be his disciple. In any case, I persisted with my reading and I struggled on. Not only were disciples to hate, and not only was I to hate, I was told I was going to be hated as well. I read our Lord's declaration that his people will be hated.
我又小個啦，讀你知好勤力噶啦，讀聖經咁啊，讀到傳道書啦，咁啊正話讀嗰段經文。咁啊，愛有時恨有時喎，咦乜又恨嘅咩咁樣係咪？咁我嗱臨話俾我父母聽啊，食早餐時就話俾佢聽，喂聖經我睇到聖經話神都好恨嘅喎，神好勁嘅恨得咁樣喎，咁啊耶穌咧又話我哋要恨我哋父母喎，咁跟住咧又要恨我哋嘅配偶啦，恨我哋仔女啦，咁啊唔單止又要恨人啦，又恨埋自己啦咁。不過有陣時睇到聖經又話要去尊敬我哋父母喎，唔知點解咧好咁樣。咁然後咧，跟住咧，我又會俾人恨啦，因為我信主喎，凡係門徒咧都會俾人恨噶啦。咁咧就繼續睇落去，咦？咁點解會咁嘅咧？咁
What was I getting myself into? But perhaps the cloud had a silver lining, since Jesus promised his people that to the extent that they were hated for his sake, they would also find themselves blessed. At the same time, I was more confused than enlightened by what I was reading.
To my confusion, there was soon added mystery. For in reading the book of Revelation, which has since become one of my favorite books in the Bible, I was told that the beast would come to hate the whore. Beast? Whore? I was only 13 years old and I hadn't yet met either. But in any case, the beast and the whore might as well hate each other, since, according to Scripture, everybody already hates everyone else anyway.
咁我繼續睇聖經啦，咁我諗下，可能睇睇下會明多啲㗎啦，咁樣啊，咁或者呢，就係俾人爭都好嘅，因為如果唔爭我就唔會有祝福啦，咁以為咁捱過咗啲嘢就會有祝福㗎啦，咁越睇呢就越混亂喎，咁睇埋啟示錄添，我而家最中睇啟示錄㗎啦，咁裏面呢，我覺得當時13歲㗎啫，咁講到呢話將來世界裏面呢就有野獸猛獸嘅，個 beast 就係猛獸，然后咧就会咧又有枪技，咁我猛兽咧同我妓女咧就互相都争大家嘅，咁喺度斗嘅咁。咁我13岁又未人见过猛兽，我又未人见过妓女，我都唔知佢啱乜。
Yes, that's just the point. Everyone hates. Hatred is endemic in a fallen creation. Hatred comes naturally to fallen people. After all, a fallen world is a world that has fallen away from the God who is love. To fall away from love can only mean to fall into hate.Haters of God and haters of one another, as Scripture reminds us on every page.
So, when I was young, I read the Bible, I found out, "Ah, the Bible talks about a lot of hate, a lot of hatred, and that kind of thing." Ah, 原來當人係墮落咗嘅時候，世界就係充滿就係人與人之間好多嘅憎恨啊！嚇，咁啊，墮落嘅意思嘅定義就係話，當人從神嘅愛當中係遠離咗，係行開咗嘅時候咧，咁就已經失落咗。
Unbelievers with the shallowest understanding never grasp the nature and depth and scope of the fall. They think that love predominates in a world which they don't believe to be fallen. Unbelievers, on the other hand, with a slightly more sober, more realistic understanding, assume that humankind is spiritually and morally neutral. Humankind is suspended halfway between good and evil, love and hate,And all we need is a little push to move us in the right direction.
咁我哋未認識神之前咧，咁其實我哋對世界係其他一個充滿係憎恨嘅世界咧，嗰個瞭解唔係好深入啊。有啲人就覺得好似世界冇乜嘢都幾好一樣，都好冇乜嘢啊咁樣。諗深一層又發覺，咦唔係喎，都真係有善同埋惡嘅喎咁。咁但係大部分人咧都會覺得咧善同埋惡咧，即係好似兩個均等咁啊，係互相喺度拉緊鋸嘅啫。咁我只要稍微有多少少力，咁我就可以做到善嗰邊嘅啦咁樣。
On the other hand, Christians with the profoundest gospel understanding know that humankind is created good, is currently fallen, and as such has that heart condition of which Scripture speaks.We have a heart condition so bad that the heart can't be fixed. It can't be picked up. It can't be improved upon. Nothing less than a heart transplant will do. We need a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit.
咁如果讀得聖經多啲啦，咁我開始睇到，哦，原來聖經咁講喎。即係聖經嘅角度裏邊咧，人已經係由於從神嘅愛嗰度。就走咗走失咗啦嘛，系咪？咁墮落咗落嚟嗰陣時候咧，就跌咗落去惡嘅裏邊。咁而最大嘅問題咧，就係由個心嗰度惡起。咁而個心惡到嘅地步咧，已經係冇得唔會再醫得好噶啦，除非係換心嘅啫。咁所以我哋係需要有一個換心嘅手術啦。
Do you think I exaggerate? Think for a minute of what Scripture says about the anguish of loving. Scripture doesn't tell us to love one another as if it were the easiest thing in the world.As though the exhortation were really quite superfluous. Instead, Scripture insists that a massive work of grace is needed. So massive, so thoroughgoing, that this work leaves its beneficiaries speaking not of improvement, but of death and new birth. Death of the old man and the old woman, and birth of the new. Then Scripture adorns itself with 1,001 injunctions to love,plainly teaching that even those made new at Christ's hand have to be prodded and reminded and urged every day lest the old proclivity to hate reassert itself. All the resources of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit plus the congregation are needed to keep so much as one human being loving ever so slightly.
其實我哋覺得我有冇誇張到呢？你試下細心諗下。 爱爱得几辛苦啊！等大家都经历过，爱得几难啊！吓，圣经就唔系咁讲话互相相爱啦。咁成本圣经教我哋点去爱。如果我真系要去爱嗰阵时候咧，不单止要圣灵帮我哋啦，又要神啊，又有人成日提醒我哋啦，仲要大家作为一个会众啊，互相鼓励啊，互相支持啊，做咗咁多嘢，先能够爱到啲咁多。
I am amused whenever I hear newscasters say war has broken out. The newscaster assumes that peace is the natural condition of a fallen world and war erupts uncharacteristically from time to time. Surely the opposite is the case. War is the natural condition of a fallen world and peace erupts uncharacteristically from time to time. Let's not forget that since World War II, which set a record for deaths, there have been over 60 wars whose fatalities total is greater than that of World War II. Think of the hatred that is soaked into the soil around this community in Scarborough. First, there was strife between the native person and the white intruder. Then between English-speaking and French-speaking. Then between American and British. Then between descendants of a British and French here and Germans overseas. Now we have returned in everywhere in Canada to strife between the native person and everybody else. And of course, hatred expressed through an unwieldy army has largely given way to hatred expressed through the terrorist, whose 10 ounces of plastic can rend flesh and steel in ways that Napoleon, Bismarck, and Wellington never imagined.
好多时我睇电视，听到新闻报告员话啊，而家边度打仗啦咁，咁我都会觉得好得意，好似讲到咧，即系呢个世界系应该系和平，系唔应该会有战争，所以好稀奇系新闻嚟嘅。咁其实会唔会真系打仗嘅，即系日日都系有嘅，反而系和平先就系新闻咧咁样吓。有阵时谂翻就系、是、啊，其实我哋喺第二次世界大战之后到而家。其实不断的都有大大小小的争战，起码有成60场的大的战争，当中所死的人比在二次战争所死的人重要多。就算看回我们住的地方，就算在加拿大，最初就是那些白人来到这里跟印度安人打完之后，就是讲英文的英国人和讲法文的人打完就变咗佢哋后代又喺度继续打，跟住嗰啲讲英文嘅又同嗰啲同埋法文啲合埋咧，又同德国嘅嚟嘅人打，咁然后跟住争嚟争去咧，咁啊做到而家咧就系我有阵时同嗰啲印第安人又喺度有啲争执，系咪？或者喺世界上好多嘅恐怖嘅活动啊，佢哋所杀人嗰个程度咧，我相信系想当年啊拿破仑啊俾斯麦啊嗰啲将军啊，全部都想象唔到。那些武器可以是殺傷力是這麼強的。
Because open warfare hasn't occurred in our vicinity for many years, we lose sight of the fact that preparedness for war, essential it would appear, merely confirms the smoldering hostility endemic in a fallen world. For decades, the policy of Great Britain was to ensure that its navy was always larger than the combined firepower of the next two largest navies, in case these two other countries decided to gang up on Britain. Not to be outdone, as late as 1932, the United States had on file strategies to be deployed in the event of war against Great Britain. Now that the Cold War is over and the USSR neither needs nor can afford its huge fleet of nuclear submarines, its nuclear submarines are being sold to developing nations who have waited years to acquire crushing firepower. When René Lévesque came to power in 1976, the CIA of the United States slipped hundreds of French-speaking agents into Quebec in case the PQ government turned nationalistic nasty and tampered with American access to the St. Lawrence Seaway, freshwater, or hydroelectricity. The PQ government continued to speak threateningly, and in 1985, the United States government began concentrating one entire division of light infantry, 10,000 men, in upstate New York opposite Kingston. These 10,000 men, they are still there, 2 hours from Ottawa and 3 hours from Montreal, are available for military intervention if political instability in Canada, especially in Quebec, ever threatens American interests.
就算在我们周围，我们自己留意一下，虽然好像加拿大不是说怎么打仗法，好像我们忘记了，原来其实都有一些隐藏住的一些暗涌在这里。周围其实很多的争战，譬如想回好像个英国这样，以前来讲呢，他们就一定要务求他们的海军是要全世界的军力是最强的，所以他们的政策就是说他们要不停地建立更加有力的海军军舰，而以至到不会比第二个国家的军舰是会大过他们，以至到会威胁到他们的。后来呢，譬如去到美国，美国呢他们自己也会有一些政策呢去对付，即是保持自己国家的平稳，是不是？他们要建立他的军事呢去保护自己了。譬如说当到1976年的时候，在这个我们的 Quebec 这个魁北克省曾经尝试想独立，他们又担心呢，如果当这个魁北克省独立的时候呢，就会加拿大的经济呢或者政治会不稳，就会影响到他们美国的利益。咁所以咧，佢就靜雞雞咧喺佢哋嘅中央情報局咧，其實咧就滲透咗咧成千個係講法文嘅情報員咧，就入咗嚟住咗喺個魁北克省嘅。咁而咧，佢亦都有啲軍隊咧，一啲部隊咧部署咗喺 Kingston 啦，我哋大家都好熟噶啦嚇，喺一個美國嘅上半橛嘅，離開加拿大邊境係兩個鐘頭已經會到噶啦。咁佢哋直到今日仲係部署喺度嘅，即是話咧，萬一咧加拿大有啲咩唔妥嗰陣時候咧，佢哋會即刻会过到嚟，去防镇压得到，以致我哋唔会影响到佢哋。
What about the beast and the whore? In the book of Revelation, the beast is the symbol of the political power of imperial Rome. The whore is the symbol of affluent decadence. People want greater and greater affluence, regardless of the decadence that comes with it. People also expect political authority, the government, to facilitate this for them.As economic recession sets in, however, it always does cyclically, government insists that it cannot continue to exercise its responsibility to preserve order as well as continue to provide countless goodies. At this point, there is open conflict between those wanting law and order and those wanting access to unbridled luxury. The beast has comeTo hate the whore. Hatred isn't an occasional outcropping from humankind. Hatred is endemic within humankind.
我小的时候看到启示录那里讲话个野兽和那个妓女其实是什么意思呢？野兽本身就是代表了是政治的力量。而那个妓女呢就是代表丰裕的物质的生活。咁你留意一下而家嘅世界嘅人咯，係越嚟越生活得丰裕，但系咧越丰裕咧越想更加丰裕。咁而同时间咧，社会咧亦都好想追求咧系和平啊、安稳啊。咁咧就嗰个政治嘅权力咧又想咧越嚟越大。咁所以两股势力咧其实喺度争战紧嘅。点样能够俾一个社会又平定又安稳？但同时间呢又要啲人呢无止境嘅鍾意更加丰裕嘅生活呢，咁而家呢就喺度争持緊啦。咁所以我哋而家嘅真係好真呢，点样个野兽同个妓女喺度打緊交。所以憎恨或者係打交啊、争持啊，其实唔係淨係一啲罕有嘅嘢或者内唔中发生嘅嘢，今上就喺人类嘅当中，喺我哋嘅历史里面。
This truth is all the more startling when seen in the light of the God who is love. God doesn't love in the sense that love is what he does, as if he could do something else if he put his mind to it, namely, not love. God loves ceaselessly just because it's his nature to love. To say that God's nature is to love is to say that God cannot not love.God will not fail to love just because he cannot fail to love. Love and love only is all that God is. Love and love only, therefore, is all that God does.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，神是爱呢，其实是一个很重要的信息，给我们一个很大的希望。 神嘅系爱，唔单止话佢会做一啲爱嘅行动，更加重要咧就系神嘅本质，佢自己根上就系爱。咁即是话咧，神唔可以唔爱，即系唔单止神系会爱，而神系嘅本质就系话令到佢唔能够唔去继续嘅去爱。咁如果当神系继续嘅一定要去爱嗰阵时候咧，咁佢自然就会做咗好多爱嘅行动出嚟。
I am aware that all creaturely pictures for God are somewhat dangerous just because God isn't creaturely. Still, all of us picture or imagine God somehow. Whenever I think of God and His ceaselessly fiery love, I think of the sun. Now, the sun consists of gas. Yet the gas which constitutes the sun isn't wispy gas. It's nothing vague or ethereal. The gas which constitutes the sun, hydrogen largely, is startlingly dense, weighty. So dense is this gas, hydrogen, in the sun, that 1 liter of it weighs 100 pounds. Think of it. Density denser than lead. Vastness vaster than the oceans. Always burning, 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 giving forth warmth and light and life. Then think of God. Denser than dense, concrete beyond our imagining, eternally burning with love, ceaselessly giving forth love and light and life. God has suffused His creation with love. He continues to irradiate His creation with that alone with which He can irradiate it, love, just because love is all God is. God isn't love plus something else. Neither is God something else plus love. God is flaming love, and only flaming love, concentrated more densely, more weightily than the sun is concentrated fiery hydrogen gas.
很多人有時很奇怪，反而就是怕神，覺得神好像很危險一樣，不敢去接受神或者相信神。有時我想想神是愛，其實是一個什麼圖畫呢？我就想起好像太陽，太陽本身系里边系好多嘅氢气，氢气本身系一啲好密度好高嘅气体嚟嘅。譬如一个 liter 嘅氢气咧，就已经系100磅咁重啦。咁所以氢气咧系比铅咧更加重。咁所以成个太阳咧就喺啲氢气球咧喺度不断喺度燃烧，就好似神嘅爱咁样咧，嗰、那个密度系比太阳个氢气更密。而幾千百年來是不斷的在這裡燃燒，所以人聖經裡面用火焰去形容神那份的愛，而是愛得那麼熱，那麼熾熱，而神那份的愛是不可以停止，也都不會停止。
And yet, and this is what astonished me when I was youngster, God hates. The God whose nature is unmixed love, pure love, how can pure love hate?If pure love is said to hate, then such hatred, as it were, can only be an expression of this love. God's hatred can only be an expression of His love. Or as Martin Luther used to say, God's hatred is His love burning hot.
咁所以如果神係一個咁樣咁大嘅愛，係咁不停燃燒嘅愛，咁熾熱嘅愛，點解聖經又話俾我哋聽神係會恨恶呢？咁样爱里面如果咁纯嘅，又点会夹杂咗一啲恨恶喺里面呢？咁所以我喺度諗嘅时候就諗返下马丁路德曾经讲过，其实神嗰份嘅所谓嘅恨恶，其实就係嗰份嘅爱嘅表达，而佢嘅恨恶就係由于佢爱得咁熱而带出嚟嘅下一个表现嚟嘅。
Let's be sure we grasp a crucial distinction. The human hatred which sees in the fallen world is not an expression of love. The human hatred that infests the fallen world is murderous, as Jesus makes clear when he insists that such hatred is murder looking for a place to happen. God's hatred, however, is entirely different. The hatred with which God hates is God's love,bent on correcting us. Since God loves without interruption, since God can't do anything but love, His hatred, so-called, can only be His love scorching us for the moment in order to correct us and save us.
神的恨惡和人世間的恨惡其實是兩回不同的事。人的恨呢就會殺人的，啊，即你所以即要傷害人，啊，樣想人死，啊，憎人，啊，我們人的明白的愛。但在聖經裏面呢，其實神的愛呢其實就是一個愛的表達。他的愛的表達在哪裡呢？就是因為他愛得我那麼深，責我也都會責得那麼切。所以神為了要管教我們，或者想去防止我哋行喺罪嘅里边嗰阵时候，神嘅爱就会迫使佢会去责打我哋，去管教我哋，以致我哋可以唔会堕落喺爱系恨同埋一个罪嘅里边。
We should look more closely at what God is said to hate. God hates pagan worship, says the author of Deuteronomy. Now, one feature of pagan worship which God hated in the nations surrounding Israel.Was the practice of burning one's children as a sacrifice to the pagan deity. Pagan worshippers believed that their pagan deity was pleased, placated even, by the infants, their own infants, whom they threw into the fire.
我哋可以尝试睇下到底神喺圣经里边讲话佢恨恶嘅系咩嘢咧？咁其中一样嘢咧喺呢个生命记嗰度就话俾我哋听，神恨恶人去拜其他嘅神啦。在当时以色列人的环境当中，他们如果拜别的神，那些别的神他们是很兴就是献这个人的生人，用人来做祭物的。他们很喜欢就是杀了自己的 BB， 是将 BB 烧了给他们的神，这样叫他们的神去保护他们的。
Ancient stuff, someone snorts. Primitive stuff, it has no bearing on us today. I disagree.What deity is worshipped when parents by the thousand in Thailand send out 12 and 13 year olds, boys and girls, as prostitutes? What deity is worshipped when the Thai government refuses to enact and enforce legislation to curb this trade? So highly valued is the almighty tourist dollar that sex trafficking brings in. Children aren't sacrificed to pagan deities today.Surely a child is sacrificed to a pagan god when the little boy is told from infancy that he must become an NHL hockey player and everything in the family is given over to this all-consuming preoccupation.
咁有好多人讲话，呢啲好耐以前嘅事咧，而家边度有人仲将自己嘅仔女做祭物嘅咁样啊？咁我哋谂唔好忘记睇翻，譬如就算泰国今日嚟讲，咁多嘅初妓或者将啲十二三岁嘅男仔女仔去做卖淫嘅。旅游事业为了都是想增加国家的经济，政府都没有做些什么去禁制他们或者去大力的打击他们。或者另外一个例子就是譬如说我们在加拿大很多人都说要将仔女去至少培养他们成为一个乒乓球的球星，成家的资源都摆了下去去栽培他，而就是想去做个球星。
But God hates more than pagan worship. God hates the worship of Israel and the church.When the outer exercises of worship aren't met with inner sincerity of heart. Through the prophet Isaiah, God says, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. If our heart isn't fused to God's love and truth and way, then our worship is an exercise in phoniness. It's a smokescreen meant to deceive. Concerning this cold and stony-hearted worship, as phony as it is reprehensible,God says through the prophet Amos, I hate, I despise your solemn assemblies.
神不单是厌恶、恨恶这些拜一些别的神，神也恨恶以色列人他们崇拜的时候那种虚假的态度。所以在亚摩斯书那里，神说我厌恶你们的敬拜，因为当时那些人是一个敬虔的外貌，但是个心里面他说你的心他是远离了我。如果当我的心不是真的去爱神的话，而我们做出一些敬拜好像说爱神的行动的时候，那这是一个烟幕来的。这个神说我是厌恶的。
God hates even more. God is said to hate evil. Hate wickedness. Hate wickedness in any form. And yet the God whose heart is flaming love can only love. then his manifold hatred can only be his scorching love refining and correcting his creatures. God hates alien worship just because he wants something more glorious for men and women than they can imagine for themselves, and they will never imagine it and know it until they fall on their faces before him. God hates the worship of Israel in church when it is devoid of spirit and truth, just because he longs to see sincerity and integrity in his people. God hates evil, wickedness, just because he longs to see righteousness flood his creation.
神恨污啲系因为佢想我哋得到更好嘅嘢。譬如话神恨污我哋敬拜嘅时候个心唔喺度，系因为神佢想我哋系有一个真诚嘅人。神恨污罪恶，恨恶不公义，是因为他们想我们成为一个圣洁和公义的人。
By now I was a young teenager. I understood the sense in which we must never hate. For the kind of hatred with which we must never hate is a sign of that era which God has condemned. And our hating with this kind of hatred can only mean that we are still in bondage to the old era. We are never to hate our enemies, for instance, because to hate our enemies declares publicly that we are still in bondage to a fallen world. I understood, too, the sense in which the Christian must always hate, for we are always to hate precisely what God hates. Not only are we to hate only what God hates, we are also to hate only as God hates. That is, we are to agonize with God for a world and its people whom he never fails to love. Suddenly I understood the sense in which God's people are to hate the company of evildoers, Psalm 26. Hate the double-minded, Psalm 119. And hate perverse speech, Proverbs 8.
当我小啲嗰阵时候，我就会好简单睇啊，圣经教我哋系唔好系恨污啊咁。咁呢个系事实嚟嘅，我哋唔应该系有人世间嗰种嘅恨恶，啊，纯粹系憎人啊、讨厌人啊、唔爱人啊咁样。但同样圣经其实系教我哋，我哋应该去恨神所恨嘅，又好似神咁嘅恨法。咁即是话咧，吓神认为唔好嘅嘢，要恨恶嘅嘢，吓咁我哋应该都要去知道嗰啲样嘢系唔好。如果好似神咁去恨恶嘅话咧，神系唔要嗰样嘢当中咧。神里面是带了一份好深的爱去为那样东西去难过去流泪的，而是神会想那样东西是将它改为更好的。那我就突然间明白，神是教我们要去恨恶是作恶的，或者叫我们要去恨恶不要做一个心怀异议的人，或者他叫我们去恨恶他不喜欢不要即是口讲一句心想另外一样东西。
It was a few years later, by now I was almost out of my teens, that I came to understand another sense in which the Hebrew mind uses the word hate. Now, what follows in this last section of the sermon is so very different from the discussion of hatred which has preceded. It's almost as if we're beginning a new sermon.
当我现在再大一点的时候，我再看这个字的时候，那我又有一个更加深的领会，看什么叫做恨恶了。
Hebrew grammar doesn't have a comparative form or a superlative form of adjectives and adverbs. In English, we say, apple pie is good, apple pie with ice cream is better. Lacking a comparative better, Hebrew says, apple pie with ice cream is good, apple pie without ice cream is terrible.
因为咧，其实喺即系旧约写咧，原文系希伯来文咁啊。咁我而家再深啲研究希伯来文嘅字嘅字义嗰阵时候咧，我又发觉咧，佢哋嗰个恨恶嘅字咧，同我哋今日用嘅字咧，英文字咧，或者甚至中文嘅翻译咧，系有少少唔同嘅。譬如咧，佢话我话啊，苹果批系好食嘅。如果苹果批咧有埋雪糕啊，更正啦，咁啊更好食啦，咁样系咪？咁咧，换句话咧，如果希伯来文咁讲咧，就会话苹果批咧有雪糕咧。就是好的，苹果批没有雪糕一起吃就是很恐怖的，就是不好的了。
Now, when we come to express the idea that we ought to love God more than we love anyone or anything else, that our love for God ought to be greater than our love given elsewhere. Hebrews says that we ought to love the one and hate the other. Because Jesus is Hebrew, thoroughly Hebrew, he says that to become his disciples, we must hate parents, spouse, and children. He means that compared to him, all earthly ties come second. However important our bond with other people, no bond is as important as our bond with him. To be sure, the command to honor one's parents is never relaxed. At the same time, we must not give to our parents, nor to our spouse or children or anyone else, what is owed God alone.
咁所以喺希伯来用字咧，嗰个爱同埋恨咧，系一个相对一个比较式嚟嘅，即系恨即是话爱得少啲，系次啲咁解嘅啫。吓，咁所以变咗咧，我哋就会明白吓，因为耶稣本身咧系一个希伯来人啦。咁当佢喺路加福音十四章讲话爱我嘅就要恨我嘅父母咧，其实系咩意思咧？咁即是话咧，即系要爱佢多过爱父母或者。子女或者乜嘢咁，就唔系话唔爱佢哋，只不过喺次序上边，神永远应该系要系首位嗰个啫。
Our first love is to be the God who is nothing but love. As long as our first love is the God who is love, then we shall love all others, spouse, parents, children, friends, with a love which is appropriate to the relationship.But if we give them that love which is owed to God, then we shall corrupt even that love with which we're trying to love them. Therefore, we must hate them in the sense which Hebrew grammar confers on hate in this context. We must hate them. That is, love them with a love which is strictly subordinated to our love for God, especially if they demand that we love them,with that love which is owed him.
所以聖十戒裏面話我哋要尊敬我哋父母呢句係從來都冇更改過嘅。只不過去到新約嗰陣時候，主耶穌教我哋就係話，如果我哋想要去愛我哋嘅父母，我哋至愛嘅家人，我哋要先學識去愛神，而係用神嘅愛去愛佢哋，咁我哋先真係愛得到。如果我哋唔去先爱神，唔学识喺神嗰度攞神嘅爱，而用我哋自以为是嗰种嘅爱去爱佢哋嗰阵时候咧，其实我哋就已经系恨紧佢哋，因为我哋唔会将真正同埋最好嘅爱系俾到佢哋嘅。
It's always a risky to send a youngster to the Bible. It's also the best thing we can do. Before I was out of my teens, I had learned a great deal about hatred. One.Hatred in the bad sense of the word, that is, hatred is murder on the way, is endemic in a fallen world. Two, the God who is eternal love hates in the sense that his hatred is his love scorching us right. Three, God's people are never to hate in the sense of possessing murderous intent.But always to hate in the sense of repudiating everything that God repudiates. Lastly, and quite different from the foregoing, we are to hate in the Hebrew sense even what is good for the sake of what is best, namely, our great God and Savior.
所以有時嗌個人年少嘅時候，年青細個嗰陣時候開始讀聖經，咁有時都會好似冇少少欠咁啊。但係咧，亦都係好重要喎。喺我自己的經歷裏邊，就當我不停不斷嘅去讀，咁喺我唔同嘅年紀嗰陣時候，我對恨惡呢樣嘢呢個字咧，就有唔同嘅認識啦。咁但係當中嘅認識其實都係重要，同埋都係好嘅。譬如話，當我係仍然都係青少年嗰陣時候，我就知道其實我哋係唔應該去。恨嘅咁样，咁跟住咧，我哋就学识哦，原来恨咧，原来有另外意思嘅，唔应该恨咧。第一样咧，嗰个恨咧，其实讲紧咧系憎人啊，想杀人啊嗰种恨咧，梗系唔应该要有啦，咁样吓。咁而呢种咁嘅恨咧，喺人世里边，喺呢个社会里边咧，系全部咧已经系充塞住人与人之间好多呢个争竞啊、恨恶啊、想杀人啊咁样。第二方面咧，我就学到咧，就系跟住我去学嗰阵时候就学到咧。神是爱，当他恨恶的时候，那个恨恶的意思就是说 佢由於愛得太過烈咧，好想佢哋好啊，咁佢要管教，咁所以神有時做一啲嘢咧，好似去責打，好似係恨太嘅，原來因為佢愛得我深，所以佢責得我切。咁而第三個階段嗰時候咧，當我繼續去學嗰陣時候咧，就要學咧，原來神認為唔好嗰啲嘢，話要厭惡嗰啲嘢咧，我就要跟咧要去厭惡嗰啲，話唔要嗰啲嘢，因為嗰啲嘢咧原來係對我嚟講係有害嘅，甚至係阻到我咧去作為一個更加好嘅人嘅。咁當然我再學再成熟啲嘅時候，我就會發覺，哦，原來喺希伯來人嘅字，當用恨惡嘅時候講係咩嘢更加好，即係話唔單止唔好嘅嘢，我唔應該要。而更加咧，就算一啲好嘅嘢，我都会摆低啲好嘅嘢，以至我能够攞啲更加好嘅嘢，以至我能够得着最好嘅。呢、这个就系神想俾我哋嘅，神想常常想我哋要就系得着系最好嘅。咁都俾少时间大家吓静一静，到底神嘅恨恶、神嘅爱吓，你捉到几多咧？主有冇咩摆你心里面感动到你？俾你剩一两分钟嗬。